Welcome to the 0 to 60 podcast by LeithCars.com. I'm your host and local gearhead, Mark Arson. In episode 66 of the series and first podcast of season 7, I've got Blake Meisner here at Leith Toyota in Raleigh, North Carolina, to talk about five things you need to know about the all-new 2022 Toyota Tundra.
LeithCars.com 0 to 60 with automotive journalist and radio host Mark Arson.
The Toyota Tundra was the first full-size pickup built in North America by a Japanese automaker. The first generation Tundra debuted as a 99 model at the Indiana State Fair because it was built just down the road in Princeton, Indiana. The second generation Tundra was launched in 2008 as production moved to Texas, where it's still built today. And that brings us now to the all-new third-gen Tundra here today at Leith Toyota. So, Blake, you're going to go over this 1794 edition we've got here and tell us five things we need to know about Toyota's big truck. So, my first question, Blake, why do they call it 1794?
Well, Mark, that's a good question, and that's a question we hear a lot. The 1794 Tundra is Toyota's way of paying homage to the original landowners of the plot of land where the Toyota factory is and still sits today in San Antonio. So it's a fourth generation ranch that was founded in 1794. Toyota, of course, bought the land. And like I said, they're kind of just paying homage to the original landowners by naming the highest trim level Tundra with that name.
What are the various trims on the new Tundra? And then when you bring us up to the 1794 specifically, what does this one have?
So you're going to start out with the SR. It's just kind of where the Tundra trim levels begin. So that is the entry-level trim with the Tundra. Moving up from there, you have probably the most configurable trim is the SR5. You can get it pretty basic, or you can, to be honest, trick it out pretty nicely with off-road options and even some luxury features. Moving up from there, you have the Limited as well. The Limited is kind of the little brother to the 1794 and the Platinum. After the Limited, you have the Platinum, which is kind of the blacked out, more modern version of the 1794. So black accents, black wheels, black leather, some of that really cool modern stuff. 1794 is, of course, you know, the Western theme of the Tundra with it being produced in Texas. So 1794 is going to have, you know, saddle brown leather, some wood grain, some stars, you know, just to kind of represent that Texas heritage. Kind of a Western theme going on with the 1794.
And plenty of badging exterior and interior, too, to remind you of what you got, right?
Oh, yeah. So when you hop inside the truck, the first thing you'll see is kind of this rich caramel saddle brown, along with some darker brown accents and lots of wood that are, of course, embossed and ingrained with the 1794 edition logo with the Texas Star right next to it.
All right, Blake, so obviously we're sitting inside the cabin of the new Tundra for 2022, and this being the 1794 edition. Can you tell us about some of the cool interior features, creature comforts, tech that is new to this third generation?
Yeah, of course. So we're in the 1794. In the cockpit from the driver's view, you've got a massive 10-inch multi-informational display, or your gauge cluster is completely digital, and then your entertainment center right in the middle of the console is actually a 14-inch screen. It can be a little overwhelming hopping in the truck and seeing this 14-inch screen compared to the 8-inch screen on other Tundra models like the SR, the SR5, but it's definitely a nice place to be inside. Ventilated seats, heated steering wheel, panoramic roof, plenty of room for the kids in the back seat. Another big thing is everyone has Apple CarPlay now, but this is the first Toyota to have standard wireless Apple CarPlay, so don't have to deal with the cords anymore. Another big thing is the hands-free tailgate. So there's actually a little bump switch on the side of the truck where if you've got your hands full or can't find your keys, you can just kind of bump the bump switch with your elbow, even your hip, just to kind of open that tailgate and make loading a little bit easier. And one other thing that is very cool about the Tundra that is nothing that's been done in the past with Toyota is every single trim level Tundra, whether it's the, you know, $38,000 SR or You can build it to be around 70 grand on the Platinum in the 1794. Is every single Tundra comes with all LEDs. Every single light on the exterior of the Tundra is LED, no matter what the trim is.
Oh, well, that's awesome. So it's not one of those deals where you get the, you know, maybe standard halogen, but then your fogs or driving lights are LED. All the lights are LED, is that right?
Yes, sir. Every single light, fog lights, low beams, high beams, daytime running lights, even the taillights and turn signals.
All right, should we hop out and talk about some of the exterior points? So, Blake, I know one of the big components of this third-generation Tundra is the new engine that comes in this truck. So let's talk about it. I know there were some fans of the V8 from the previous generation, but what's this new Tundra got under the hood?
So far, there's been two drivetrain options that have been released with the 2022 Tundra. The standard offering, which is the inaugural offering on the third-gen Tundra, 3.5-liter twin turbo. You have a lot of V8 fanboys that are kind of knocking it right out of the gate, but I encourage you guys to get out and drive one. Makes more power, makes more torque, tows 12,000 pounds, which is 20% more than the V8 offering in the previous generation. So I'm pretty excited to see what the hybrid is going to do when that comes out in the spring. The hybrid is going to make 48 more horsepower than the forced induction offering. Performance is the goal with the Tundra, and the hybrid is a good way to see what the truck has to offer.
Blake, what about the torque in this engine or the hybrid that you were just talking about?
The new hybrid offering is going to have 583 pound-feet of torque. That's about 104 more foot-pounds than the forced induction offering, the one we're standing in front of right now. So that, of course, gives you more drivability with the truck in terms of what you can do with it. So towing a larger bow, towing a longer trailer, and of course more performance. And with a hybrid battery in the truck, that power is going to be instantaneous, kind of like a light switch. Walk in a room, flick on a light, light comes on right away. So that's the way the power is going to be with the hybrid offering as well. So we're very excited for that one to come out.
You know, pickup truck owners, you got tools that you're using on the job site, or maybe it's a situation where you're taking it out, taking your Tundra out on the trail, and you're doing some camping. Does this new third generation have some accessory connections or plug-ins for, you know, for those uses?
Absolutely. So when you're talking about the Tundra, you've got multiple external power sources. So in the bed, you've got a 115-volt connector with a ground. So that's just a standard three-prong wall outlet, as you guys may know. So a small generator, portable pellet smoker, an electric grill. You guys have a lot of options with the Tundra on what you can do with it with that three-prong wall outlet.
And what about the, as we're standing around the outside of the new Tundra, and it's one heck of a truck here. I love the sculpted fenders and the side of the bed here where it says TRD 4x4 off-road. I got your TRD wheels on this one.
So this one has the black TRD wheels. Those wheels are exclusive to the TRD off-road package on the 1794. And along with the TRD off-road package, for the first time, the Tundra actually has a locking rear differential. So that's huge to off-roaders. Being able to lock the rear axle, both tires can spin freely just for some extra traction or for some extra momentum when you're stuck or trying to get up a larger hill. Another thing that's brand new to the Tundra and the TRD off-road entirely is multi-terrain select. So you have an option for air suspension in the rear of the 1794 Tundra. So that's pretty big as well for off-roading. Multi-terrain select is just going to fine-tune that suspension. So whether you're on rock and dirt, snow, gravel, or even sand, you can actually turn a knob inside the cabin of the truck to fine-tune that suspension based on what kind of surface you're driving on. Also, you've got Bilstein shock absorbers front and rear, so that's pretty cool as well. Also new to the Tundra. The Tundra was designed with a double wishbone suspension up front for added comfort, multi-link suspension in the rear. Now, what those two things mean is just more comfort, and those are two aspects of the Tundra that allows it to tow more and be as comfortable as possible on the road.
Blake, I got to interject something here. The more that I hear you talk about some of these engineering features that are showing up in this third gen Tundra, you know, we did a 0-60 TV episode a year ago at this time with the outgoing last generation Land Cruiser. It almost sounds like Toyota baked that engineering and technology into this truck. Is that kind of your take on it, or?
Yeah, absolutely. With the 200 series Land Cruiser unfortunately being discontinued here in North America, the Tundra kind of fills in the gaps on the Land Cruiser where it left its mark, especially with the suspension setup, cruise control, multi-terrain select, as well as that crawl control as well. So, of course, the 4Runner has those things, but if you want a big body off-roader, this is definitely a replacement for the Land Cruiser in terms of off-road capability.
And I want to demonstrate again just how quiet the Tundra is. So you want to get back in, and then we'll wrap up the episode. Well, Blake, you've given us a lot to look forward to in the all-new Tundra with some of the engineering and technology that is found in this new third-gen truck. And I got one more added bonus for you, too. Now, NASCAR has featured Toyota Tundra race truck in its truck series since 2004 and is, of course, going to be debuting this all-new Tundra body style in this year's NASCAR Camping World truck series, which is where you will be able to see our NASCAR driver, Timmy Hill, in Hill Motorsports, driving the number 56 Tundra, featuring LeithCars.com as his secondary sponsor when he races at Charlotte Motor Speedway on May 27th. Blake Meisner, I want to thank you again for giving us a little tour of the Tundra. This is only the beginning. There's a lot more than five things you need to know. So when folks want to learn more about the Tundra, where should they go to get a little more info, Blake?
Definitely the Toyota Engage website, ToyotaEngage.com. You can compare all the trims, view e-brochures on the Tundra to see which trim has what, just to kind of fit your needs as a driver.
And then come see Blake and the folks here at Lee Toyota, or of course, LeeToyota.com. Be sure to watch for our video edition of Blake's walk around of the new 2022 Toyota Tundra on our LeeCars.com YouTube channel. I'm Mark Arson. Thank you for listening to the 0-60 podcast. It's a monthly series bringing you news from around the Leith Automotive Group and the world of motorsports in the Carolinas and Virginia. Be sure to follow us on social at Leith Cars and visit our website, LeithCars.com.
0-60 is a production of LeithCars.com. Like us on Facebook at Leith Cars.
The copyright in this podcast and its contents belongs to Leith Incorporated.